I don't know how to talk to you, so I wrote this poem instead. I wanted to start by thanking you for that nice thing you said about my work, appearance, affect, or miscellaneous characteristic. I enjoyed the experience so much that I shriveled like an apricot in the sun, all the moisture in my body suddenly and violently redistributed, like the platonic ideal of a socialist uprising. I should have guessed my body is a communist. Bread is regularly the high point of my day, and everything I build is made of paper. Remember that time you touched my arm? Because I do. It was around 2.5 centuries ago, and I didn't know how to process that kind of uncalculated affection, so I lied and told you I needed to go to the bathroom. Bathrooms were colder in the 1800s, but I think it was the right decision. I'm not sincere enough for love poems, and you're so beautiful it makes me want to take out a loan or vaccinate someone else's children. You called me back, I think, but I couldn't answer because I was too busy hurling my phone into the sea. I found that you have to be assertive with your touch screens. They can sense your hesitation, and if they catch you in a moment of vulnerability, they'll spend the rest of their 2-year life cycle sending you updates on all of your ex-girlfriend's successful career moves and waking you with high-pitched sobbing noises. Everyone knows that fear is stored in the fingertips. I'm sorry about that time you asked me out for coffee. I really like you, so I had to leave town and construct a whole new identity out of secondhand poetry. I was hoping that a keen interest in literature would prevent me from having to develop a commercially viable personality. That's probably why I missed you the other day, when we made eye contact in the supermarket and I looked away before you could say anything. I'm in the process of applying for an internship on a 6-month Arctic expedition. It should buy me enough time to design a plausibly casual response to your Facebook message. Poems are widely acknowledged as an inefficient means of communication, but I didn't know how to talk to you, so I wrote this poem instead.